You're with SBS Radio.
Now, just a few days to Australia Day, Invasion Day, Survivor Day, and you are organising once again an outstanding event.
That's right, Bertrand. I'm again organising the Invasion Day Dawn Service, which will be held at Kingsdow Main in Lithgow Avenue, Melbourne, just down the road from the Shrine of Remembrance. Last year, for the first one, we had 600 people in attendance, or over that. I mean, the crowd was just huge. And this year, we expect much more, probably double that amount. There's been a lot of interest. Got a beautiful ceremony organised with traditional owners. And we've been doing some of our own research on the massacres that occurred around what is now known as Victoria. We will again read out the massacres, who committed those crimes, who died as a result of those crimes, where they took place and when they took place, which is real, and it's part of truth-telling, and it's something that more Australians need to know about, acknowledge and reparate as a result.
It's something that is rarely spoken about, and when you came up with this idea of a dawn service is more in connection to Anzac Day. Well, your dawn service is on a day that we're supposed to be celebrating what makes us Australians.
Well, yes, according to the colonisers, but what it's been for Aboriginal people across this nation is a day of mourning, a day of deep sorrow. And, you know, our people have been protesting against this since 1888. And we had William Cooper come out in 1938 and call for a day of mourning. So it's not something new. Yeah. It's something that our old people fought for, and our old people saw as a hurtful day that we need to reflect on the atrocities that have happened to our land and our people since invasion. And I think, with the overwhelming response that I've had, particularly from non-Aboriginal people about last year's Dawn service, it's something that I believe will bring people together for a better understanding and to carry some of the load that Aboriginal people carry every single day because of the injustices that we face every day. So it's about carrying the load also, and white Australia taking some of that load and responsibility.
What's striking is the discourse in the media seems to be fading away, because I remember in the last 2 or 3 years we had councils coming out, speaking out and taking initiatives, but the councils are not proactive anymore.
There's certainly still some councils that won't hold their citizenship ceremonies on the Invasion Day.
Yeah.
And there's still some councils that don't, refuse to celebrate Invasion Day. But there's a lot of work to do in that space, and that's why we need people in communities talking to their local governments, not just Blackfellas. You know, we need everyone talking and putting pressure on local, state and federal government to look at this day in the way that, you know, the oldest living culture in the world has been looking at this day, and own it, and, start addressing the injustices that we're reminded of each 26th of January.
And your initiative last year was lauded right across the country. We had commentary from New South Wales, from Western Australia. A lot of leaders just congratulating you and celebrating this event. What's the situation this year? Do you know of any other state holding a similar event?
I know that Ballarat, for example, a local community, regional town in Victoria, the community there will be holding a similar service.
Yeah.
I've heard of one in Tasmania and one in Queensland. So I think, you know, if ever there was a time to light a fire and mourn and reflect on the injustice against our people, I think that it is the 26th of January. And I think the more people do these dawn services or some kind of healing ceremony, which has a mourning, you know, aspect to it, which is what our old people have called for, then I think the more white Australia will observe and listen and learn and hopefully change their minds and stand with us to fix what we've been calling for a long time. And it's not about changing the date, because we don't want, you know, we don't want to kick the can down the road and say, let's change the date, because once, you know, we change the date, I know that we'll still have people saying, well, we changed the date, what are they complaining about now? We need to address what the 26th of January actually means, and that means dispossession, it means invasion, and changing the date doesn't address those issues.
And it comes at a time when the country is celebrating, well, it's commemorating the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook sailing the area. This is the anniversary that is being also reflected upon in the arts, in media, in academia. Everyone's talking about this.
That's right. And look, the theme, particularly coming out of Victoria this year, is Pay the Rent. And Pay the Rent is something that the National Aboriginal and Islander Health Organisation came up with to have real self-determination for our people. And this was talked about in the very early 1970s. It's a form of reparations. And one of the things that our old people said back then is pay the rent is reasonable, rational and responsible. It's a way of ensuring the survival of the oldest living culture in the world. And so we're embarking on a big Pay the Rent campaign that will allow us to self-determine our own destiny and address some of those injustices like deaths in custodies, grandmothers against removals, land justice around environment and climate. And also we've set up a funeral fund so that Pay the Rent dollars can go into a funeral fund, so our people don't have to, you know, go through the heartache of trying to find money at a time when they're in mourning also.
Yeah, and that was one of the themes of actually the an initiative that was launched several years back by the Victorian Aboriginal women, who launched an initiative to support those who are in mourning and sorry business and just help them through difficult times. This initiative aligns with that kind of activity that was taking place back in the 70s already.
That's right. We're not coming up with anything new. We're revisiting what our old people have been saying for decades.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we have to do as Aboriginal people. We have to listen to our old people who've been fighting for our survival, who died fighting for our survival for so long. And things like Pay the Rent, it's things like the sovereign hubs, which will be, we're heading up the first sovereign hub in Melbourne, and we'd like these sovereign hubs to be duplicated around the nation for Aboriginal activists and Aboriginal campaigners to come together and continue to fight against these injustices in a way that we're resourced also.
Your mum was very active already back in the years, and last year she was one of the speakers at your event. How is she going, and is she participating again?
My mum has been affected by the fires. My mother lives at Lake Tyres Mission, Lake Tyres Aboriginal Trust, which is formerly an old mission station. It's where my grandfather's buried. Lake Tyres was in the midst of the Victorian fires. So my mother suffers from asthma. and wasn't able to be on her country because of the smoke in the area and the risk of fire. So a lot of our people were actually evacuated from Lake Tyers. And if I could just do a shout out to the deadly Aboriginal women firefighters at Lake Tyers, who've been very strong in, you know, helping to fight these fires on country for our people. We know them as the Banana Ladies because, you know, they're all dressed in yellow and they're just a force to be reckoned with, and they do an incredible job for our people out there. But, yeah, Mum won't be around this Invasion Day because, obviously, that community is still affected as we speak.
Yeah, we wish her all the best. And now, what would be different this year compared to what happened last year?
I think pay the rent will be something different for people, particularly for our allies and our supporters who attend on the day. We're asking people to pay the rent on the day, so to bring you know, money, to bring their key cards and to pay what they can afford. That will contribute to a number of campaigns, including the ones I've read out, and that is the funeral fund, a fund to fight these deaths in custody and support the grandmothers against removals. So it's already hit the right-winged media. They're questioning the purpose of pay the rent. They don't see it as part of reparations. I spoke to 3AW this morning and clearly articulated that it's a reparation system that's been set up by our people so long ago, and used examples of reparations in South Africa, Canada, New Zealand, you know, everywhere else except for this country. So pay the rent is something that is easy for our allies and the Australian population to take on board. We've got Bank Australia, who's partnered with us and supporting us in the bank account and the governance processes around that. We've got universities on board, private businesses on board, and NGOs that are already paying the rent. So we've been slowly building this campaign over time, and the Invasion Day rally will certainly bring it to people's attention, and hopefully we'll get a whole lot more funds to enable us to self-determine our own destiny. And that's what we want. That's what we need to be doing. The right wing are saying, you know, there's already so much money being poured in Aboriginal affairs. Well, how much do we actually see of that? How many of our grassroots people around the nation see what the government dish out with their rationing? This is about, you know, moving away from that welfare mentality, the dependency of government. This is about real self-determination. And I think that, you know, if other states and territories pick this up, then it could be our own way of using reparations to self-determine.
Just a reminder, dawn service, what time does the dawn service start, and until when will the activities go on?
The dawn service begins at 5:30 a.m. with a ceremony, of course with a welcome to country. And as I said, we'll be reading out the massacres that have occurred. We'll have more ceremony, so it will only go for approximately an hour and a half.
Yeah,
it's a very short ceremony, but it's a very powerful, meaningful ceremony in which brings people together, and then people get to have a bit of a rest, and then we have the Invasion Day rally at 11 a.m.
And that's in central Melbourne, around Flinders Street Station area, Swanston Street.
That's correct. We also have, Bertram, we have Auslan interpreters and we have wheelchair access. So we're ensuring that we're, you know, we're trying to cater for all abilities, and we welcome everybody to attend.
Okay, Lydia Thorpe, thank you so much for taking the time to inform us about all these activities.
My pleasure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.